Next, we'd like to take a hypothetical journey into the future of space travel. You may have heard that the government is looking for a replacement for the space shuttle, some alternative way to carry people and cargo into space. And we were surprised to learn recently that some scientists are thinking about, not planning, not yet, but at least thinking about the possibility of a gigantic elevator into space. These sound effects are bogus, but the story is real.
Hey, Steve.
And NPR's David Kestenbaum has just stepped on board the elevator for the ride up here in the year 2103. Hi, David.
Hi, how's it going?
Oh, it's going great. What kind of elevator is this?
Oh, this is a state-of-the-art space elevator. So, as you can see, there's a nice glass, big window over there. And we're looking out on the ocean. We're on the equator, not far from the Galapagos. And if you look up... Wow, that's terrible elevator music.
Well, isn't that part of the... Yeah, it's part of the charm. I like that. Oh, my gosh, it's We Are the World. Anyway, you were saying, David,
there's some problem science hasn't yet solved.
Yeah, well...
You see the long cable over there? It actually goes up 62,000 miles.
I want to try to picture this because, I mean, you've got a picture of the Earth, and then this giant tower sticking up out of the Earth 62,000 miles. That doesn't make any sense.
Right. So, yeah, if you were kind of floating above the Earth, you'd see the Earth and this little hair coming off it. It goes all a good ways to the moon, you know, a quarter of the way to the moon. And then crawling up it is this, you know, what looks like a tiny elevator, though. It's, you know, it's a good size.
Which is where we are now.
That's where we are now, yeah.
And what happens if, what makes it structurally sound? I mean, what happens if there's a windstorm, an earthquake?
Well, it's pretty taut. I mean, if you take, you know, if you took a yo-yo and sort of swung it around in a circle, right?
Mm-hmm.
It's pretty taut. So that's what's going on here. You know, you've got one end, you know, attached to the Earth, and then it goes way out there. And the Earth is spinning, so it goes around and it stays straight.
The actual weight of the elevator holds it in place, sticking way out into space.
It's actually the weight of the cable itself. And if you press the up button there, we can go up.
Okay, I'm going to press this button here labeled low Earth orbit.
Yeah, low Earth orbit.
Okay, stop. Let's step back a little bit. Let's step back a few years in time here, David.
You mean well, like 100 years back to the year 2003? Right?
Back when people were considering how to build this elevator that you think you're riding on right now.
Yeah.
David. What was the idea here? Why would anybody think about building a giant elevator into space as opposed to using some kind of rocketry?
You know, it's not actually that far to space. I mean, it's a couple hundred miles to... low Earth orbit. The problem is the rockets we were using at the time weren't very efficient. You know, you have to carry all your fuel with the rocket. And if you look down there out the window, you see the light? That's a laser. There's a big laser on the floating platform in the ocean there that is shining laser light up at us. And so there's like a solar panel here, and it gets the energy, and we climb up the cable with that energy.
I thought that was just some big shopping mall spotlight down there. I didn't.
Oh
no, idea.
that was one of the big innovations.
Oh, anyway.
The original idea was it was going to be a way to bring up satellites, and that's what it was used for originally. But now, you know, now we just commute on it.
And once you get up to the top of the elevator, you can just fling your spacecraft off and into deeper reaches of space.
Yeah, it's a straight shot to Mars. You know, you just let go at the right point. You don't have to use much fuel.
And, whoa, I think it's one of those Chinese space shuttles, wasn't it?
That's the space station.
We're going right by us there. How do you like that?
Yeah, so we're in low Earth orbit now.
Where are the scientists who have taken this from science fiction into something that they're actually seriously thinking
of? Oh, they're very wealthy now.
Okay.
They're on the Mars colony.
Let's try this again. In the year 2003, where were the scientists who began thinking seriously about this this issue and taking it out of the realm of science fiction?
Well, there was a really seminal conference back in 2003 in September. It's in Santa Fe. There were some scientists from Los Alamos involved and a bunch of independent researchers who were all kind of working on the very beginnings of it.
Serious scientists.
Yeah, serious scientists, physicists, engineers were looking around and realized they had all the pieces. There were these carbon nanotubes, which are many times stronger than steel, and which were discovered just before the year 2000 sometime.
Oh, of course. Carbon nanotubes.
Won a Nobel Prize.
How could
people figured if they could make them into a cable, it would be strong enough to do this. And the laser technology was coming along for the laser that sends the power up here. So all the pieces were kind of there.
What about the fear of some kind of sabotage? People have to think about this.
Yeah,
people had to think about it in 2003, that's for sure.
No, people were thinking about it. And they decided back then not to build one until the world was at peace. But, you know, now, of course, the world is at peace.
And then there was the question of who was going to pay for it.
Right. And, you know, it cost many, many billions of dollars, and you remember all those congressional hearings.
Yeah, indeed I do. NPR's David Kestenbaum is somewhere way out in space. David, thanks very much for the update.
Sure, no problem. See you back on Earth.
From NPR News, that's All Things Considered. I'm Steve Inskeep.